Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Merry Christmas and welcome to this, the 15th episode of the Merry Little Podcast. My name is Jeff Westover, lead Christmas anniversary checker at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com. The Merry Little Podcast is a joint production of My Merry Christmas and Kringle Radio, our year-round commercial-free radio stream for the premier members of MyMerryChristmas.com.
I got a drum, I got a horn, they gave me a bicycle just for being born. I got a train, I got a gun, they gave me a space suit that should be lots of fun, but I'm only getting half of what I order, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. Gee, but it's tough to be a kid like me, but I guess...
Are you one of the lucky few to have been born at Christmas time? Anybody and everybody I know who celebrates a birthday at Christmas always expresses a sense of getting gypped. I have a daughter who was due on Christmas Day and was forced from the womb a week before Christmas, and though she's never vocalized it, I've always felt that maybe that she felt she was less special and appreciated because her birthday fell at Christmas time. The thing about Christmas birthdays is that they always seem to feel less than a regular birthday because it's the greatest of all seasons. It's like getting a scoop of vanilla with your mint ice cream sundae, you know. What's it doing in there? But if there is one thing less appreciated than a birthday at Christmas, it is the birthdays of Christmas. And by that I mean the great Christmases celebrated in the past that we just don't remember anymore. Yes, even Christmases have birthdays and anniversaries. And that is what this episode is all about, marking the great anniversaries of Christmas that happened this year of 2017. Nothing helps set the mood for the season better than looking back, and sometimes looking back has a way of marking time in unbelievable ways. For example, can you believe it's been 10 years since Reverend Billy and What Would Jesus Buy?
Give us the power to stock shopping! Amen!
These products are taking over our lives!
There is a time to exorcise.
Let's go to that Walmart sign now.
Let's take evil into our bodies now.
Wait a minute.
Sir?
Something's wrong. Everything here, Main Street, USA. It's made in China.
And while Reverend Billy's crusade against Christmas gluttony continues, we also mark the milestone of 10 whole years since we first heard Josh Groban sing this.
I am dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise.
Well, now, Christmas is much older than a decade. Doesn't 2017 mark an anniversary of something else? Well, let's dig deeper. Yes, exactly. 640 Christmases ago, King Richard of England hosted a Christmas feast with 28 oxen and 300 sheep. Well, and we assume there were some people there, too. His epic Christmas party launched the Puritan era in England, and it was so grotesque in its gluttony that it is believed to have been where the term Bah Humbug rose to prominence in English culture. On Christmas just 410 years ago, it was Christmas excess of a different sort. The year was 1607, and this was just before the famous Puritans of New England with their Thanksgiving feast and subsequent banning of Christmas. Yes, 1607, a little further south, that the first eggnog in America was consumed by Captain John Smith in Jamestown. Yes, that Captain John Smith of Pocahontas fame was the first one to drink eggnog in America. Isn't that a Christmas birthday fact to celebrate? You could say that Smith was a Puritan, as he was from that part of England and of that generation that migrated to the Americas. But he was stationed to the south in Jamestown and was part of a group we generally refer to as Pilgrims. It was less than 20 years later and 500 miles to the north that the famous Christmas-banning Puritans made their mark on Christmas history, and we celebrate their anniversary this Christmas as well. In fact, in 2017, we mark exactly 370 years since Christmas was famously banned in Boston. And by the way, if you listen to the Merry Podcast, you know that the big banning of Christmas by the Puritans that historians really love to go on and on about wasn't really a banning of Christmas at all. It was just banned in the non-religious celebration of Christmas, an inconvenient fact that most historians conveniently overlook. Now, keep that date of 370 years in mind. We're going to come back to it in a minute. But first, let's look at some other birthdays of Christmas we celebrate this year. In fact, there are lots and lots of anniversaries this year of Christmas in Old America. It's been 270 Christmases since the first Christmas trees appeared in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania in 1747. And it has been 240 years since that famous Christmas at Valley Forge. That Christmas when a discouraged George Washington wanted to wave the white flag but was saved by the Christmas spirit of his men. A Christmas story that isn't told often enough anymore. Now here is an ironic twist in Christmas anniversaries. While we mark 370 years since the banning of Christmas in Boston, this year also marks 200 years, two centuries, since the effort to make Christmas a national holiday began in that same city, Boston, in 1817, the very place where it was supposedly banned 170 years before. And speaking of the number 170, it is the 170th birthday this Christmas of two iconic Christmas elements. The Christmas cracker, that little dinner table explosive that is so popular in England, but for whatever reason has never caught on anywhere else. And it is the 170th birthday of this song.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long live the world.
That song, by the way, is not American. It's French. But we'll count it anyway. 10 years after the French first squealed O Holy Night, a truly American song debuted, making it 160 years old this year. And it is perhaps the most sung Christmas song in all the world. A song that doesn't even mention Christmas in its lyrics. Here is an astounding recording from the year 1889, the oldest surviving recording of this song, back when it was only, 30 years old.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, for the fields ring on, laughing on the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
What else celebrates Christmas as a birthday this year? Well, it was 150 years ago that Macy's first opened until midnight on Christmas Eve, and 2017 marks the 120th anniversary of the famous newspaper column, Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus. 110 years ago this Christmas, way back in 1907, Oklahoma, of all places, was the last state to make Christmas a holiday. This is probably why Oklahoma is known for almost nothing Christmas related. And it was 90 years ago this Christmas that two things of note happened. First, the Jehovah Witnesses gave up celebrating Christmas, calling it too secular for them and an abomination to the soul. And it's been 90 years ago this Christmas that the runaway best-selling abomination, I mean toy, that Christmas was the Radio Flyer Little Red Wagon, which sold for a whopping $3 90 years ago.
Christmas comes but once a year for every girl and boy. The laughter and the joy they find in each new toy. I'll tell you of a little boy who lives across the way. This little fella's Christmas is just another day. He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. And goodness knows he didn't want a lot.
It was 80 years ago that Vera Lynn recorded this Christmas song, The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot. It was also 80 years ago that the first and still premier name in Clausology opened its doors, the Charles W. Howard School for Santa Claus, a training ground for would-be Santa Clauses that got its start in 1937 in Albion, New York. Some of the best Santas of today are second and third generation portrayers of students of the great Charles W. Howard. 2017 is a big year for Christmas movie anniversaries. The post-war year of 1947 has two now classic films that debuted that year, and such are celebrating their 70th anniversary this year. The first starred Edmund Gwenn, who to this day remains the model for on-screen Santa Clauses, from the classic film Miracle on 34th Street.
A lovely little girl you have here.
Thank you, and Susan's the reason I asked you to drop down. She's a little confused, and I thought maybe you could help to straighten her out.
I'll be glad to.
Would you please tell her that you're not really Santa Claus? That there actually is no such person?
Well, I'm sorry to disagree with you, Mrs. Walker, but not only is there such a person, but here I am to prove it.
No, 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 you misunderstand. I want you to tell her the truth. What's your name?
Kris Kringle.
I'll bet you're in the first grade.
Second.
I mean your real name.
That is my real name.
Second grade?
It's a progressive school.
Oh, it's a progressive school.
May I have this gentleman's employment card, please?
Yes, Mrs. Walker.
This dress is very cute. Where did you get such a lovely outfit?
Here at Macy's. We get 10% off.
Please don't feel that you have to keep pretending for Susan's benefit. She's a very intelligent child and always wants to know the absolute truth.
Good, because I always tell the absolute truth.
The second Christmas classic tells a non-traditional Christmas story, kind of like It's a Wonderful Life from the year before. It starred Cary Grant and David Niven with Loretta Young as the bishop's wife.
Just thinking, the world changes, but two things remain constant.
What?
Youth and beauty. Now, they're really one and the same thing.
Yes. The trouble is people grow old.
Not everybody. The only people who grow old were born old to begin with. You were born young. You'll remain that way.
Oh, I wish I could believe you.
You may.
You haven't looked at my hand once. I never know what to think of you, Dudley. I never know whether you're joking or serious.
I'm most serious when I'm joking.
This is also the 70th birthday of this classic song about Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes
that period from 1945 to 1960 was a golden era for Christmas. Listen to this compilation of Christmas hits, all celebrating 60 years in 2017, and all classic hits from 1957.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. So blue, just thinking of
by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun, now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell.
How lovely is Christmas with boughs in the hall, when bells ringle jingle and friends come to call.
The year 1957 was just huge for Christmas overall. That was the year the children's book How the Grinch Stole Christmas came out. And that was the year of the Elvis Christmas album, when he was nearly crucified for his rendition of White Christmas. And it was the year for one of the greatest Christmas variety shows in television history, Christmas with Frank and Bing. Celebrating 50 years in 2017 are these classic Christmas hits as well.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free.
Christmas future is far away, Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Kisses, 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 kisses.
Christmas time is almost here, and you're not here with me. Smiling shoppers everywhere, I'm lonely as can be. Oh, but I'll be home in two more days. It's you that my heart misses. Please meet me, dear, at 8 p.m. and bring your Christmas kiss.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught.
Little baby, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa, I am a boy too, ba-ba-ba-ba. I have no gift to bring, ba-ba-ba-ba, that's fit to give our king, ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba. When it comes.
40 years ago in 1977, it was featured on television, Marlo Thomas, in a forgettable feminist remake of It's a Wonderful Life called It Happened One Christmas. 1977 was also the year that gave us Emmett and Otter's Jug Band Christmas, The Carpenters' Christmas television special, and this duet from the unlikeliest of duos, Bing Crosby with David Bowie, which has gone on, of course, to become a Christmas classic.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See the day
when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace away.
So
peace on earth
Can you believe it? It has been 25 years since this movie took a bow at Christmas.
If you please, Mr. Scrooge, it's gotten colder. Yeah. And the bookkeeping staff would like to have an extra shovel full of coal for the fire.
We can't do the bookkeeping.
Yeah, all of our pens have turned to inksicles. Yeah. Our assets are frozen.
How would the bookkeepers like to be suddenly
unemployed? This is my island in the sun.
I believe you convinced them once again, Mr. Scrooge.
And that's where we'll end it for now. Of course, we have a lot of Christmases in the past 25 years, but what events, movies, songs, books, other cultural events will be considered classics down the road? Well, that's a podcast for another time. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Merry Little Podcast, and we invite you to join us right now at MyMerryChristmas.com for everything we have leading up to Christmas 2017. Too many things going on. Everything from the Christmas card exchange to the ornament exchange to a ton of different contests. It's all Christmas and it's happening now at My Merry Christmas. For all of us at the Merry Forums and on Kringle Radio, I'm Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.